Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. A lot to get to today. Our full preview of Championship Sunday. We'll dive into our best bets in Chiefs-Bills, also Commanders-Eagles. We'll give out plays we like, side, totals, props. Also look at a loaded slate in college basketball tomorrow. No lines out as of now, but I'll give you some leans on some of the plays that I like in some of the big games for tomorrow. We're going to have Matt Horner joining us later on in the show for Model Making Money. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us throughout the show, it can be in Championship Sunday, it can be college basketball, anything you guys like, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or you can go to YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get the show rolling, though. On a Friday, we go to the Glasser guest line, check in with Dusty Likens, who joins us. Give him a follow on X at Dusty Likens, co-host of Fesco and Dusty, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time in Kansas City. Check him out on 96.5 The Fan. And Dusty, this has kind of become a normal thing, right? 7 straight years, the Chiefs are in the AFC Championship game, another AFC title game at Arrowhead. What's this one feeling like, though, with all the history that's on the line, everything that's at stake, obviously, with the Chiefs being just 2 wins away from a three-peat? What's kind of the vibes as we're just 2 days away from kickoff?
It's weird. It's like uncontrollable nervousness, I guess, is a way you could put that, because there is so much on the line. As you mentioned, there's the three-peat, something that's never been done. How long can you maintain dominance in not only your division, but also your conference and basically football, right? Like, was it going to be Baltimore this year, the rematch of the toe game? Was it going to be Buffalo, the rematch of essentially the only loss the Chiefs really counted this year as Mahomes as a starting quarterback? It was 15-1. And now you're 1 win away from history, right? You're either going to play a rookie in the Super Bowl, or you're going to play a team that you played 2 years ago in the Super Bowl that you're somewhat familiar with. But before you can get even anywhere near that sort of game, you've got to realize you've got to beat Buffalo, who eventually, you know, you get tired of getting kicked in the teeth. You get tired of losing, and sometimes you got to do something about it. And it seems like where everything has gone so right for Buffalo, people forget that a lot of stuff has gone right for the Chiefs, right? They're 15-2 on the year. They're going on the three-peat. There were narratives that they were bored, that they were just going through the motions, that they were lucky, that they've got every single ref in their DM. but look, I mean, this is one of those games, man, where, like, you have a chance to make history. There's other sub-bar storylines, right? There's, you know, Mahomes can pass Tom Brady by himself, but Joe Montana. He'd have 17 playoff wins and 3 losses. That would be second alone. If you win this conference championship, you would then tie the GOAT Tom Brady for the most conference championships in your career at 29, which is wild. Also, the elephant in the room, is this the last game Travis Kelce plays at Arrowhead? That's a big question a lot of people are asking. We don't know if he wants to, you know, end it, or if it wants to be over, if he wants to keep playing. So a lot of different sub-bar nervousness sort of takes, but again, like with the three-peat on the line and not used to technically losing this game unless you're Brady or Burrow, but now it's Josh Allen's, you know, big season. It's the MVP season for Josh Allen, so we'll see. But to think that most fans are, you know, arrogant, like, yeah, we don't worry about this game. Yeah, right. This is the one that does get everybody's stomach kind of butterflied and everybody's sweat kind of adds up, even if it is 30 degrees here.
Yeah, it's a great point, too, about Travis Kelce. And, Dusty, something that I thought was really interesting watching that divisional matchup against Houston was the fact that Kelce and Worthy were the only receivers that had a catch in that game, right? So when you look at the Chiefs' offense, for people out there that want to bet props, if it were between the two running backs with Pacheco and Hunt, which one would you favor in this matchup? And then outside of Kelce and Worthy, if there was a receiver that maybe you think could emerge on Sunday, who would that be?
Yeah, one thing I'm really upset with Vegas is that they've taken away my Xavier Worthy gimme prop. Like, his rushing yards over-under has been like 4.5, 3.5, 2.5. Now it's like 25.5, which I don't know why they all of a sudden took away my joy, but welcome to gambling, right? We know this all too well. Yeah, Travis Kelce's obviously the number. I think he's 224 yards behind Jerry Rice all time in the playoffs for yardage. I think he's 2 touchdowns behind Jerry Rice. I don't know how much of that goes into factor that. But you mentioned running back first, so I'll answer that. I feel like Isaiah Pacheco's not right. I know he's been hurt multiple times this year. He had the rib injury. He got the wrist injury, I think, or whatever it was a couple weeks ago. And then last week, it seemed like Kareem Hunt was the guy. He averaged more yards. He averaged better, you know, production. Also, you think about the revenge tour for Kareem Hunt. Did he screw his career up? Absolutely. That's on him. It's nobody else's fault but his own. But he's had this sort of renaissance this year with the Chiefs, coming off of the couch, filling in for an injured Isaiah Pacheco. So I would take the, I would lean the Kareem Hunt numbers, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. where I would go, because, you know, I think that they have got him in their system more than they have Isaiah Pacheco due to Isaiah Pacheco being injured and banged up. The guy that I like receiver-wise outside of Worthy and Kelce, in my opinion, is probably Hollywood Brown. Now, I know Juju Smith-Schuster, DeAndre Hopkins is there. I don't know how right DeAndre Hopkins is. I don't know how, you know, fully healthy he is. He played the least amount of snaps he's played for the Chiefs since his Week 8 arrival. I think he had like a 27 or 26% snap count. All year it was below 60. To get into that, that's a compensatory pick thing that they want to get from Tennessee, which they did get because he played under 60%. But I think you got to get Hollywood Brown involved. I like his reception number. Last I checked this morning, it was like 3.5 or 4.5, one of those two, depending on what site you take. But I think Hollywood Brown gets involved. I think you have to, especially with their safety who has been ruled out of this game. You have an opportunity to hit a deep ball. If there's anybody outside of Xavier Worthy that I think can catch that, it would be him. Now, if you want a sneak peek, if you want like a good little like prop bet that's not going to be a big number, Justin Watson's a guy that Mahomes seems to find in chunk yardage. So his mm-hmm. over-under number could be something like, I don't know, it could be something like around like 18.5, 17, and maybe even lower than that, which means you're hoping for the one catch to Watson. And I think this game, I know these defenses are 1-2 in the league and scoring points allowed for the opposing offense. I don't see this game being 14-16. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think I see this game being somewhere along the lines of like 31-28, 35-32, somewhere around there where it's, again, another one of those, like I like to call it in Kansas City, like a cigarette game. May not be a smoker, but you're going to go buy a pack after this game because you'll be mentally exhausted and physically wiped.
Yeah, I'm looking up Justin Watson props, Dusty. There's nothing available right now on BetMGM. You got Noah Gray at 13.5, okay. Samaje Perine 16.5. But if you shop around, look at some Justin Watson props. That could be a good angle. I'm with you on the total in the game, too, because, Dusty, the 3 times that Allen and Mahomes have met in the playoffs, all those games have gone over 50 points. So, to your point, these games tend to be shootouts. Before I get your score prediction real quick in like a minute or so, anybody on Buffalo that you think should worry Kansas City outside of Josh Allen and him as a playmaker, any of the skill position guys that you think could have a big game?
Yeah, we had a guy from Buffalo on our show today, and it seems like they're really happy with the connection that Josh Allen and Shakir have. Mm. He's a guy that I feel like is one of those, like, because the thing that fears me more than anybody being a, you know, realistic fan of the game and knowing what they're going to do sometimes is if it's 3rd and 4, it seems like it's always Josh Allen and his legs. If it's inside 3rd and 4, it always seems to be Josh Allen and those legs and that 6'5 body that's 250 pounds, just a Mack truck of a human being. But now they have Shakir. Hollis is pretty decent. Coleman's in this game, who wasn't in the first meeting. So I like Shakir. I really like Cook as their running back. Mixon, I mean, don't look now. The game was a loss for Houston, but he still carved up the Chiefs for 87 yards. Chiefs rush defense, kind of a little bit of a noteworthy thing this week going in from the Kansas City side. Yes, they've got a Minshew. Yes, Karlaftis. They had 8 sacks against C.J. Stroud. But again, they allowed 87 rushing yards to Joe Mixon, and they were in control of that game most of the time. So they still ran the ball. We've seen what Cook has done in the playoffs against against Baltimore, and we saw what he did against Denver. Now, again, is Denver and Baltimore Kansas City? No. But Baltimore's run defense had been pretty good for the last 5 weeks, and Cook did a pretty decent job against that defense. So Cook, Shakir, and Coleman are kind of guys that give me a little worrisome side from Buffalo's standpoint.
All right, very good. Dusty, in about 30 seconds, what is your prediction on Sunday? Who wins the AFC title game?
I mean, I got to go with the Chiefs, man. Until somebody can do it and give me some sort of reasonable doubt, prove it. If you don't like it, do it. I hope to God this game comes down to a controversial call. I feed into that energy. But if I could give you a score prediction, I'll give you what I gave today on the air. I think it's 31-27 Chiefs in a shootout and one of another classic games for the title.
Awesome. Dusty Likens, give him a follow on X at Dusty Likens, and check out his show with Fesco, co-host of Fesco and Dusty, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. Dusty, really appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Hope to talk again soon.
Hey, absolutely. Hope we'll do it for the Super Bowl.
All right, yeah, absolutely. Great stuff there from Dusty joining us here on Send It In. Let's keep it rolling, guys. Dive into the PGA Pick 5 now for Conference Championship Week. Gave out my 5 favorite bets of the weekend. Looking at the spreads for both games, the totals, and then a teaser that I like for Championship Sunday as well. We'll start with the Kansas City Chiefs. I like them on the money line as well. I'm with Dusty. Until somebody can prove to us that they can beat the Chiefs, especially at Arrowhead, and the game's pretty much close to a pick 'em, I only have to lay minus 130 with them on the money line, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Kansas City to win the game. You may hate them. They might not be as great as they've been in the last couple of years, but the one thing they do consistently do is win, and they find ways to win all the time. So it should be a great game. Buffalo should play. They probably are going to have a lead at some point. They're going to play tough. They're probably going to look like the better team, but Kansas City, I think, finds a way to win the game. So I'll take the Chiefs on the money line. In the other game, give me the Eagles, -6 against the Commanders. Two things that are a big concern for me that I've talked about all week. Jaden Daniels as a rookie quarterback, even though I think most would agree he's the greatest rookie we've ever seen in NFL history, he is facing a team for the third time this season and a team that has a really good defense in the Eagles. Also, I think weather has to be a factor in this game. It's going to be cold in Philadelphia, and you look at Washington's first 2 playoff games, they got to play in Tampa and they got to play in a dome at Ford Field, right? So Jaden, who played his college ball at LSU and Arizona State, I get he's a quarterback for the Commanders, and it does get cold in the D.C. area, but he hasn't played a game in this kind of weather, especially a game of this magnitude. So who knows how that's going to affect him if it does. I like Philadelphia, though. I think the fact that the Eagles and the Commanders are playing for the third time, that's a big advantage for Philly. And Saquon Barkley, look, I think the Commanders, in the first 2 matchups, they've done a good job for the most part of containing him throughout the game, but all it takes is just 1 or 2 runs that Saquon can break for 50, 60 yards to change the game. And I think the Commanders, who are a team that have been feasting on turnovers the first 2 games, right? That fumble that Baker had to kind of change the game, and then 5 turnovers from the Lions. Eagles have not turned the ball over yet this postseason, and with how good they are at running the football, it's going to be really tough for Washington to force some turnovers. So I'll lay the 6 with Philadelphia. I'm with Dusty. I like the over in Kansas City and Buffalo. I'm going over 48.5 in this game. The 3 playoff meetings all time between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes have all been gone over 50 points. So they played a 27-24 game, which we saw last year in the divisional round. Then we got 42-36 in that epic divisional matchup, and then 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. So I get the Chiefs offense this year is not as good as what we've seen throughout the Mahomes and Andy Reid era. They haven't scored more than 30 points in a game this season. Their defense is excellent, but Buffalo's offense offense is so consistent. They've scored 24 points or more in 12 straight games. They're the only team this season that scored more than 30 points on Kansas City. They scored 31. So if the Chiefs are going to win this game, if they're going to hang around, they're going to have to score points. And also on the flip side, Buffalo's got a good defense, but I also think their defense is a touch overrated. The Ravens did not punt last week against Buffalo. They either scored or all their drives stalled because of turnovers. So the Ravens were able to move the ball up and down the field. I get the Ravens' offense is better than Kansas City's, but again, it's Mahomes, it's Kelce, it's the Chiefs in the playoffs. They're at home. I think they're going to be able to move the ball. So I like the over in this game, over 48.5. I think we get another game in the 50s. Feels like 28-24, 30-24 Chiefs, somewhere in that neighborhood. So I'll go over 48.5 in Buffalo and Kansas City. And then I like the under in Commanders and Eagles, under 47.5. I've been talking about this throughout the week. I think this game is correlated. If you like Washington plus the points or Washington outright, bet the over. If you like the Eagles to cover the spread, bet the under. Because I think for the Eagles to cover this spread, Jaden Daniels is probably going to have to struggle. He's probably going to have some turnovers. I worry about the fact that Washington's going to be without their best offensive lineman, Sam Cosmi, who got injured in that game against the Lions. And the Eagles are so good in the secondary, and I think it's going to be tough for Jaden to hit Terry McLaurin, De'Ami Brown. He's going to have to go to his checkdown reads. They're going to have to try to establish the ground game. And then on the flip side, Jalen Hurts is banged up. The Eagles want to run the football, and there really isn't a better team in the NFL that can chew clock and grind out possessions than Philadelphia. They can go on 10-play drives. They can get in a 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, just run the tush-push and continue to extend drives. So I think this is going to be a lower-scoring game. Feels like 24-13, 24-17 to me, somewhere in that neighborhood with Washington and Philly. So I'll go under 47.5. And then finally, teaser of the week, we'll go Eagles money line, Bills plus 8. Like the Eagles to win the game, and then it feels like Kansas City-Buffalo is going to be a one-possession game. Regardless of who wins, it feels like it's going to be one score. It's going to be a coin flip, like essentially every Chiefs game has been this year, has been decided by one possession. Why would this game between these two teams be no different? So we'll take the Bills plus 8 and the Eagles money line in a teaser. Those are our 5 bets for Championship Sunday. As for the props that we like the best during the Championship Sunday, we're going to start Josh Allen, over 9.5 rushing attempts. I've been talking about this one. In his career against Kansas City, the last six times that Josh Allen has played the Chiefs, he has had double-digit rushing attempts, including Week 11 when they played. Allen had his season-high 12 rushing attempts. This is what Josh Allen does when he plays against the Chiefs. He runs, and he runs a lot. And you're 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl. You got to do whatever it takes to win. Over 9.5 rushing attempts for Josh Allen. Again, last 6 games, he's gone double digits or more against the Chiefs. I'll go over 9.5. Also, give me Pat Mahomes over 26.5 rushing yards. Whenever we think Bills Chiefs, right, we think about these two great quarterbacks. We think about all the plays that they make through the air. But these two quarterbacks really run a lot. Allen runs, and Mahomes tends to scramble a bunch against Buffalo as well. This has been a weird year for Mahomes in terms of scrambling. He really hasn't done it all that much. I think the fact that the Chiefs have played so many more games than the rest of the NFL, the fact that they're going through a three-peat, he wants to save himself from hits. He really hasn't been scrambling all too much, and I think that's why he's struggled a little bit this season. But in this game, when you got a Super Bowl on the line, I think Mahomes is he's going to scramble quite a bit. So I think he's going for over 30 rushing yards. I like over 26.5 for Pat Mahomes. I also like Austin Eckler over 21.5 receiving yards at minus 140 as well. Austin Eckler in his last 3 games has had 20 or more receiving yards, and against Philly, he had 89 receiving yards back in Week 11, and I think the matchup is going to be great for a receiving running back for Washington because, again, they're without their top offensive lineman. Philly's secondary is so good. Their pass rush is really stout. So Jaden's going to have to make quick decisions, and he's going to have to get the ball out of his hands quick, which I think leads to Austin Eckler in the receiving game, and I think that also leads to Jaden Daniels over 21.5 pass completions. He has gone over this number in his last 8 games. He has had 22 or more pass completions. He's so efficient. He really is. And he doesn't really make very many bad decisions. And again, I think because it's going to be tough for Washington to push the ball down the field, he's going to have to hit a lot of checkdowns. He's going to have to hit some slants, a lot of 3-yard, 5-yard, 7-yard passes for Jaden on Sunday, so I like his over 21.5 pass completions. Give me Saquon Barkley, longest rush, over 21.5 yards as well. He's hit this 7 of his last 9 games. And in a game like this, where you would expect Saquon to get 25, 30, or even more carries, all it takes is 2. All it takes is 2 carries of those 30 for Saquon to pop one. Running backs like him, you might be able to bottle him up for a majority of the game, but it just takes 1 run for him to bust it for 30 yards. I think he does, so I'll go over 21.5, longest rush for Saquon. And then finally, give me Zach Ertz anytime touchdown at plus 275. I just really like the price. Ertz has found the end zone in 6 of his last 10 games. He's facing his former team. And when the Commanders are in the red zone and they're looking for a touchdown, if McLaurin's not open, Jaden's going to his tight end, Zach Ertz. So I'll take the tight end plus 275 anytime touchdown. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. A touchdown is always 6 points, but the longest one could mean you get $250,000 in bonus bets. Wager on any player to score during a game. If your pick has the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win big-time bonus bets on top of your wager. How does it work? You opt in to the longest touchdown jackpot promotion. You place a $10 anytime wager up to 1 eligible bet per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you will win a share of $250,000 in bonus bets. All right, let's talk some college hoops before we get into Matt Horner and model making money. So it's too early in the day to kind of have spreads on what these college games are going to be tomorrow. But now that football season is winding down, this is what we're going to do on Fridays. We'll preview some of the game. I'll give you some leans, some things to look for that I like in some of the marquee matchups for tomorrow. We'll start with number 8, Michigan State. They're going to be on the road taking on Rutgers. I would expect Sparty to be like a 5.5 point favorite, somewhere in that neighborhood. Michigan State 7-0 in Big Ten play. I think they're due for a loss, and this really feels like a desperation spot for Rutgers. They're 10-9 on the season. They're going to have 2 top 5 picks in the NBA draft, Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. Both guys are back. Both guys, I think, have kind of worked off the rust a little bit from their injuries and when they missed time. So they're both back. And the Rack at Rutgers is one of the more underrated venues in the Big Ten when there's a big game. And this is a big game, so it's a tough place to play. Michigan State, I think, is due for a dud at some point. I would look at Rutgers plus the points. I'd look at potentially taking them on the money line as well. Then we got number 3, Iowa State, on the road taking on Arizona State. This is going to be a 2 p.m. Eastern time tip, which means it's going to be noon local out in Tempe. And anytime you have a top 5 team on the road against an unranked team, and it's an early tip-off like this, I always like taking the unranked team in the first half, right? Because they're at home, probably going to have a good home crowd. They're fired up to play one of the better teams in the country. And if you're Iowa State, you got to get hop on a plane, got to go on the weekend. Maybe, you know, you're not as locked in as you would be if it was middle of the week. I like Arizona State in the first half. I really like their defense, too. They have some young athletic pieces, that some freshmen that are really good. So I like the under in this game. I think it's going to be low scoring, but I will look at to attack Arizona State in the first half as well. Then we got number 9, Kentucky, taking on Vanderbilt tomorrow in Nashville. This game's probably going to be close to a pick'em. It's going to be one of those weird spreads where you see a top 10 team against an unranked team, and it's probably going to be a pick'em in the game. Vanderbilt this season has been a lot better than I thought they would be. Their head coach, Mark Byington, came over from James Madison, who was one of the best mid-major teams in college basketball last year. Vandy's a team that can put up points. They're good at home, especially. They just beat Tennessee. And Kentucky, a team like Kentucky, is so tough to bet because they're so great on offense. They play at such a fast pace, but they're bad on defense, too. So usually when it comes to Kentucky games, especially games like this where the spread is tight, I just like betting it live. If at any point in this game you can get either one of these teams at plus 8.5, plus 10.5, whatever it may be, there are going to be a lot of 12-2, 13-3, those kind of runs in this game. So I would look to bet Kentucky and Vanderbilt live. Then we got Texas A&M on the road taking on Texas. I like the Aggies in this game. They're probably going to be small underdogs to Texas on the road, but I think they're going to dominate the boards in this game. Wade Taylor is back for the Aggies, and he really struggled for A&M, and they were still able to win that game at Ole Miss. I would expect him to play much better, bounce back. I think the Aggies take care of business against Texas. I also like Ole Miss against Missouri. This is going to be a top 25 matchup. I would expect Missouri to probably be about a 2.5, 3.5 point favorite. I would take the points with Ole Miss. Big coaching advantage in this game with Chris Beard going up against Dennis Gates. And also, Missouri's a team that really relies on the three-point shot, and Ole Miss is one of the best three-point defenses in college basketball, and they really thrive off of teams that want to shoot a lot of threes. They upset Bama, obviously a team that wants to shoot a lot of threes. Missouri's kind of the same way. I could see the Tigers struggling, so I like Ole Miss in that game. And then the two marquee games of tomorrow's slate, Houston, Kansas, Tennessee, and Auburn. I kind of think both games are similar handicaps. Auburn and Kansas are both going to be probably small home favorites, and both those teams are just really tough to beat on their home floor. I think Houston's pretty overrated this season. I worry about them having enough shot makers, especially when they go on the road and play in hostile environments like they will when they go up against Kansas. So I would look to bet Kansas on the money line tomorrow. Juni Broome's going to be a game-time decision for Auburn. Whether or not he plays, I still like Auburn in the game. It's one of the tougher places to play in the SEC. And Tennessee and Houston are two teams that can go long extended periods of time without hitting shots. And when you do that on the road against good teams like Kansas and Auburn, that's just not a good formula for success. So I'll take Kansas, Auburn tomorrow. Probably going to be small money line favorites in both of those games. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. And Matt, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yeah, so we are going to college basketball. We're going to go to Purdue -3.5 against Michigan. The model is projecting Purdue as a 6.5 point favorite in this game. So obviously getting 3.5, going to trigger a 5-star play for us. So give us Purdue, the Boilermakers, -3.5.
All right, very good. Matt, what about yourself? Any bets that you like for tonight?
Yeah, actually, I am on this exact same game, and I am on this exact same side. I got Purdue at -3 against Michigan tonight. I like it because, one, Purdue's coming off that loss against Ohio State. And as I always say, I love backing teams coming off a loss against especially other ranked teams that are coming off a win like Michigan is. And I just think the Boilermakers can get it done tonight. I took them at -3. Another game that I'm looking at, Marquette. This is more of just kind of like a gut feeling for me. You were talking about coaching advantages. Marquette is -9.5 against Villanova tonight. Kyle Neptune just feels like a guy who is just on fire right now. It just feels like his seat is just engulfing him in flames, and he could get canned at any moment. And he's going against Shaka Smart and the Golden Eagles tonight. And I think Marquette just kind of destroys them here. So give me Marquette -9.5 as well on the hardwood.
All right, very good. Matt, let's talk some Championship Sunday. We'll start NFC, Commanders, Eagles. Favorite plays that you have in that game?
Yeah, so I'm going to be taking – you and me are pretty much simpatico all the time when it comes to our NFL wagers, and it's like the exact opposite with Lucy. Lucy is always on the other side of me when it comes to the NFL wagers. I took the Eagles at -6 here. This just feels like a spot where the Cinderella run for the Commanders comes to an end. I compare it just to college basketball. You know, a lot of these Cinderella teams, they get to the Final Four or they get to the Elite Eight, but they rarely ever actually make the championship, and I feel like that's going to be the same case here. The Eagles' defense is really good. I think people underrate it way too much. It's number one in the NFL against the pass, number one in yards per play. They've been fantastic. I feel it's going to be a lower scoring game as well, so I took the under at 47.5. I don't see either of these offenses going off. The Eagles are going to rely a lot on Saquon Barkley, who I think I gave out the other day. I got 12-1 to get 200-plus rushing yards in the game. He's going up against that Commanders defense that's 30th against the rush, so he could have a lot of success. Chew the clock. So give me the under at 47.5 and give me the Eagles -6 here in the NFC Championship.
Very good. What about on the AFC side? Chiefs, Bills, what do you like in that matchup?
Yeah, simpatico with you once again. I'm taking the Chiefs. I never thought I would take the Chiefs. I tried to convince myself in every possible way to take the Buffalo Bills in this game because I just did not want to bet the Chiefs because I figured everybody would be on the Chiefs, but I'm wrong. Everybody's taking the Bills. I mean, you're looking at the spreads, you're looking at the monies here. All the money, all the tickets, everything is going to the Buffalo Bills. And I don't know if that's whether just like hate betting because people are sick and tired of seeing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl every single year, but nobody wants to bet the Chiefs. They're at Arrowhead. I think the Chiefs are going to win the game. I'll take them to win the game. So give me the Chiefs on the money line here. I'll also take the under at 48.5. It feels like to me that the Chiefs are going to have to kind of dink and dunk their way down the field in this defense, which I think they'll be able to do successfully. And the Bills, you know, they're going up against a Chiefs defense that's excellent at stopping the run. They're going to force Josh Allen to throw that ball. And I think in the cold here, it's just going to have a tougher time than a lot of people are going to think. So give me the under at 48.5, and give me the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl once again. I know nobody's going to want to hear that, but I'm on them.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm on them as well. Should be fun. Championship Sunday. Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Matt, appreciate the time as always, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to wrap the show. Got about a minute left here on Send It In. Favorite plays of the day and of the weekend. Prop lock, Pat Mahomes, over 26.5 rushing yards. Mahomes hasn't done much scrambling all year, but not all games are created equal. And we're 60 minutes from a Super Bowl. I love Josh Allen over rushing attempts, and I love Pat Mahomes over rushing yards. That'll be my prop lock of the weekend. In my dog of the day, let's go to the Australian Open Women's Championship, Sabalenka versus Madison Keys. We'll go for Sabalenka to win 2-1. I think she's going to win it, but I think Madison Keys gets a set offer. So we'll go Sabalenka 2-1 over Madison Keys at 3-1. I like that value, plus 300. And then my best bet, give me Marquette and Purdue moneyline, parlay, minus 111. I'm with Matt. Marquette and Purdue both coming off home losses. I think both bounce back today, both get the win. That is my best bet, parlaying Marquette and Purdue together on the moneyline. Thanks again to Dusty Likens, Matt Horner for joining us on the show today. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy Championship Sunday. We'll see you Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.